Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. Kent Backus helps us dig into the details of the USMCA deal in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Lots of cheers coming up from the agricultural community about the USMCA apparent deal between the House Democrats, the Trump administration, that have gotten the Mexican government especially to go along with changes demanded by Speaker Nancy Pelosi doing the bidding of the AFL-CIO and others. Kent Backus, the trade guru for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we've been plowing this same patch of ground for quite a while now.
You know, this is something that's been in the works for quite a long time. You know, we've been actively engaged with our government to make sure that all of those good terms that have benefited the U.S. beef industry under NAFTA continue through this new agreement. So we know that that'll be the case. The big thing about this is that, the Democrats weren't big fans of the agreement that was originally negotiated. There were things that they wanted to see with pharmaceuticals, with labor, with enforcement, some of the environment things. All of these were big pushes that they wanted to see included. And so there's been ongoing negotiations between the House Democrats and Bob Lighthizer, the trade ambassador, to try to find a path forward. Well, they were able to put all that into new text. That text had to be agreed to by both Canada and Mexico as well. So yesterday, while the speaker was having this press conference, our trade negotiator was on a plane to Mexico City to sign the new text with the Canadians and the Mexicans. And so now we're going forward with the ratification process. Now, that will start in the House, and we're hoping that will start as early as next week. So the House will have to introduce that bill. It'll come through Ways and Means Committee, and then go to the House floor for consideration. And then once it's approved there, it'll go to the Senate. The Senate Finance Committee will get its hands on it. And then the full Senate will vote on this. I think it's important to remember that under Trade Promotion Authority, this is a straight up or down vote. Now, Congress can't amend this. So this long consultation process that's been ongoing for months, and plus the fact that the text of USMCA has been out there for almost a year. And so members of Congress have been able to read this, been able to voice their concerns, raise questions, and then all of those concerns have been addressed now. So we think that this will pass. We think there'll be a few people who will still find reasons to oppose it. But by and large, we think this will pass the House. The important thing is that we get it moving. A lot of the hard work's been done, but the hardest part's still ahead of us. Trade bills do not pass easily in Congress. They usually pass by a handful of votes. And that's why we need everyone to engage with their members of Congress, with both in the House and the Senate. We need this vote to happen very soon, because with everything else that's in play, with the spending bills, with impeachment, and all these other things, it's really easy to put USMCA on the back burner. We can't. This has to be a top priority issue. This is something that has to move forward, and we're very confident that once that process starts, that it will be successful through the end. So hopefully we can have this wrapped up by the end of the year, or if necessary, the beginning of next year.
And Kent Backus says one other thing at USMCA is a very important symbol that shows to the rest of the world we're open for business.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement sends the message to the rest of the world that we have a unified government, that the executive branch can negotiate in good faith with our trade partners, knowing that Congress will support that decision. This shows that we don't have a government at odds with each other. We have a government that, while they may be from different factions, different parties, they are united on trying to advance the U.S. economy. And that sends a message to the rest of the world that the United States is open for business for U.S. beef producers. That's very important because we need better access to a lot of these other markets. Every single one of our major competitors are out there securing better market access to the same markets that are very good for U.S. beef. So we have to continue to focus on opening these markets. And January is going to be a good time for us. We'll have the EU agreement go into effect. We'll have the Japan agreement go into effect. Hopefully, we'll have USMCA behind us. But there are other markets we need to focus on, and we need to send that positive message to the rest of the world.
Vice President of International Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon. Selling over 800 head of bred cows and heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. New buyers do need to register before sale day. But for more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyard's Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon, 918-423-2864.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.